again, I'll gut you like a fish.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Behold! Fish Boy!
This is my boomstick!
Red Rum.
Carpet Day!
We'll tear your soul apart.
Oh, yes. There will be blood.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
What the prime time, bitch?
Hail, Rodma.
And wait.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Three From Hell podcast. Woo! I'm Sam, and I'm joined by Melee, Justin, and Dino. And we are the Three From Hell, minus Tony, plus Dino, plus Melee.
What?
Who am I kidding?
And Luigi.
This is all the Three From Hell. Fuck you, Melee.
Wow.
And we just finished watching Smile from 2022. Now, I bet you're wondering, who directed and wrote Smile in 2022? Well, that person's name was Parker Finn. And it was based on the short film Laura Hasn't Slept by Parker Finn.
My dad.
Your producers include Marty Bowen, Wick Godfrey, Isaac Klausner, and Robert Salerno.
So he plagiarized.
Cinematography.
My brother Sam.
Very good job on the cinematography. Cinematography done by Charlie Saroff. Editing done by Elliot Greenberg. Music by Cristobal Tapia Devere. Production companies are Paramount Players and Temple Hill Entertainment. The film was distributed by Paramount Pictures. And a release date at Fantastic Fest of September 22nd, 2022, with a full release date of September 30th, 2022. With a runtime of 115 minutes, it had a budget of $17 million, and it brought in a whopping $217.4 million at the box office, which secured it two sequels. The first one already out, and the third one, I believe they're starting production on it next year.
Damn, so the second one hasn't come out yet ever at all.
The second one, it has come out. I just said that.
You said the first one.
I wasn't lying. The first one is out. We just fucking watched it.
You just forgot the second one completely.
Anyway... this film, I'm gonna try to keep some of the spoiler castings out.
Wow.
We have Sarah Kapner as Stephanie, a party guest.
Spoiler.
Dora Kiss as Mom, Rose, and Holly's mother. Harry Strong as Detective Buckley. Nick Arapagalagalu as Greg.
Alright.
Jack Soche as Carl Rankin. Judy Reyes as Victoria Munoz. Just had a stroke. Helion Zinser as Holly. Rob Morgan as Robert Talley. Cal Penn as Dr. Morgan. Caitlin Stacey as Laura Weaver. Robin Weigert as Dr. Madeline Northcott. Jesse T. Usher as Trevor. Kyle Gallner as a cop. Sosie Bacon as Rose Cotter.
That's it.
If you would like to watch this film, it is available on Hulu, Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, and Amazon Prime, and the Roku channel. Or you can rent and or buy this movie from wherever you rent and or buy your movies. You can also watch it with us at patreon.com/UDamnRight for $1 a month for the Three From Hell Patreon tier, or for $2 a month and you get the Three From Hell and the You Damn Right Watch Along series, both together.
Ooh.
2 pesos. Well, actually, let's do the math.
Let's say it's probably worth more than the American dollar now.
2 pesos is equal to 0.099 US dollars.
So
if you would like to pay for this in pesos, you will need 40 pesos and 31 peso cents.
8 pesos.
God damn you.
If you would like to pay for it, if you would like to pay for the Patreon in the Australian dollar.
Dollary dues.
You will need $3.13 Australian.
Oh, what about a Guatemalan quetzal?
If you would like to buy the Patreon with a Guatemalan quetzal, you will need 15.41 Guatemalan quetzal.
That's
anything else? If you would like to pay for this in Somali shillings, you will need 1,137.65 Somali shillings.
Ooh.
How about USD?
If you would like to pay for this in USD, you will need $2.
Oh, holy what about shit. USB?
I don't know what the fuck that means.
USB? The port?
If you would like to pay for this in Argentine pesos, you will need 2,032.49 Argentine pesos.
Ooh,
so
I should go to Argentina.
If you'd like to pay for this with Uruguayan pesos, you will need 87.49 Uruguayan pesos.
Ooh, what about Brazilian pesos?
You're going to be paying for it in your blood in a minute.
Wow.
It's actually called Brazilian real or real. I don't know, but that will be 12.09 Brazilian buckaroos.
Oh, wow. Okay. What if.
No, go ahead. What, go ahead.
What about British pounds?
British pounds. If you want to pay for this in Bruv bucks.
We don't accept those.
Yeah, we actually don't accept those.
Oh, wow.
And whatever the currency in Russia is, we also don't accept that.
Yeah, don't accept that either, yeah. If you want to pay for this with Hong Kong dollars, it is 15.55 Hong Kong dollars.
Oh. Hong Kong dollars.
Hong dollars.
If you want to pay for this in Japanese yen, argument. You will need to give us 303.12 Japanese yen.
Man. What about Shroot Bucks?
Shroot Bucks? The exchange rate on that's really bad. I wouldn't recommend it.
So what about Stanley Nickels?
I also would not recommend Stanley Nichols.
It's the same ratio.
If you would like to pay for this in a Ugandan shilling, you will need 7,319.64 Ugandan shillings.
I like that there's so many countries that
if you want to pay for this in Vietnamese dong, you will need 50,730 Vietnamese dong.
That's a lot of dong.
There's a lot of dong.
Wow, so would the Italian Western remake be called A Fistful of Dongs?
If you would like to pay for this in Sri Lankan rupees, you'll need to give us 580.31 Sri Lankan rupees.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
What about Nepalese money?
Nepalese rupees. You'll need to give us 271.45 Nepalese rupees. If you want to pay us in Iraqi dinar, you will have to give us 2,617.94 Iraqi dinar. If you want to pay us in euros, you'll need to give us 1.9. That's where you're coming out on top, Europeans.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
Yeah, go to European. Hell. Pieces of shit.
You're a peon.
Yeah, fuck you. If you want to pay us in Bosnia-Herzegovina... Yeah, fuck you. If you live in Bosnia-Herzegovina, you can go fuck yourself. How about that?
Italian lire?
Anything else? Anyone else? Any other country we're curious
Italy?
About? Italy. That would be euros.
Okay.
If you want to pay us in Egyptian pounds, that will be 100.89 Egyptian pounds.
Mm-hmm.
What about Pepsi points?
Pepsi points. Yeah.
Camel points. Monster
V-Bucks.
V-Bucks. Mm. I don't know.
Useless.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Double dollars.
Anyway, so that's we watched Smile today. We just watched it, and Melee is going to tell you about it. So here come the spoilers.
Peekaboo.
What?
Ah! Don't scare me like that,
asshole.
My bad. Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
What?
Ah!
What the hell?
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, don't worry about
movie
it.
Movie for a moment.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Synapses.
Back to roast cutter. What's wrong, Samathan?
Say it again. Say it again.
Synapses.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, fuck it, yeah. Nothing's better than the real deal.
Yeah, you're looking at the real deal now.
Mm-hmm. Damien Steele.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Rose Cutter, a therapist who was traumatized by witnessing her mother's suicide at age 10, takes an emergency session with graduate student Laura Weaver. Beep beep. After she is admitted to Mount Pleasant Hospital, Laura, who witnessed her professor Gabriel Munoz bludgeoned himself with a hammer just a few days earlier, frantically claims she is being haunted by a malevolent presence whose curse has consumed her life and no one but her can see. Although Rose Tyler diagnoses her as having hallucinations, Laura insists that the entity has the power to appear as other people, wearing an eerie smiley. Claiming she is about to die, Laura suddenly freaks out, then begins smiling ominously before cutting open her neck. Before cutting open her neck with a broken vase shard in front of Rose.
Why are we letting this?
With a broken freaking vase?
He does a good job, Justin. Calm down.
Yeah, it's only the first
synapses. Luigi, one of the real toughest words.
Sorry, I love Italians. My bad.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Except for Justin.
Mm-hmm.
No,
that's true.
One of the.
Pronounced Boca de Pepo, thank you.
Come on, man. Yeah. One of the detectives who interviews Rose. Rose and Laura Stack.
It's the curse.
You're gonna start talking like this now.
Oh god, I just died.
Dana, concentrate here.
Who interviews Rose about Laura's death turned out to be her ex-boyfriend, Joel.
What the fuck?
Still shaken by what she saw, Rose recounts what Laura told her about supposedly being cursed by an evil presence with a haunting smile. Rose begins seeing Laura smiling at her in various places. The visions inspire Rose to look into Gabriel Muna's suicide, and she learns Gabriel was also smiling strangely immediately before he died. Rose checks on her patient, Carl Rankin, who was previously admitted to the hospital for a manic episode. Carl smiles ominously and begins threatening and terrifying Rose. I don't know why I can't say that. Which causes her to call security.
Security! Security!
Security!
Orderlies restrains Carl, but it turns out Rose only imagined his aggressive behavior. Believing that Laura's shocking death may have caused a mental breakdown, Rose's boss, Dr. Kumar, puts Rose on one week's leave. Following another frightening vision of Laura, the security alarm goes off while Rose is home alone, too, lost in New York. An operator from the security service seemingly calls Rose with a taunting message. The real operator calls Rose shortly thereafter. After her fiancé, Trevor, returns home, Rose notices her cat is missing.
Meow.
Trevor has to calm Rose when she becomes suddenly spooked again while reviewing audio from her session with Laura. Concerned for her own mental health, Rose visits her former therapist, Dr. Kumar. That's a lie. Dr. Madeline Northcock. Rose explains she is having hallucinations, which Madeline attributes to Rose's long-standing guilt over her mother's intentional overdose. Madeline denies Rose's request to prescribe antipsychotic medication. Surely that's going to go well. Rose and Trevor attend a birthday party for Rose's 7-year-old nephew, Jackson, at Rose's sister's, Holly, Hardcore Holly's house. Guests are mortified when Jackson opens Rose's gift and finds her dead cat package inside, alongside a Chucky severed arm. Vehemently insisting she isn't responsible, Rose trips and falls through a glass table after another vision of Laura terrifies her. Good snap.
Easy dead.
With her sanity unraveling, Rose tries to tell Trevor about the supposed curse that plagued Laura, apparently being passed on to her. Trevor dismissively accuses Rose of inheriting mental illness from her mother and of killing their cat. Rose visits Gabriel Munoz's widow, Victoria Secret. Victoria shows Rose macabre sketches Gabriel drew of a dark entity he claimed was trying to get him sign him.
Ooh.
Rose also learns Gabriel was traumatized by the death of his brother 20 years ago. And he begins ranting about the curse after attending a conference where he saw a woman kill herself. Rose asks for the woman's name, but Victoria kicks Rose out of her house after Rose becomes insistent that Gabriel was telling the truth about his curse of Michael Myers. Rose convinces Joel to help her continue connecting clues. Joel uses his police computer to access a file for Angela Powell, who was the real estate agent that Gabriel Munoz saw die. Additional video shows that several days prior to her death, Angela White saw a smiling man suddenly hack his own neck with gardening shears at a gas station. Rose returns home to find that Trevor Noah called Bannerman for an intervention over Rose's worrying mental state. Feeling betrayed, Rose storms out to take copies of Joel's files to her sister, Hardcore. Rose tries telling Holly about the curse, which only leads to the sisters arguing about Rose behaving similarly to their abusive mother. Joel calls Rose to tell her that further digging revealed a chain of 20 similar cases involving witnesses to 19 suicides. The exception was an accountant, Robert Talley, who watched his business partner commit suicide. Instead of subsequently killing himself, however, Robert murdered a stranger 4 days later. 1 week after that, the eyewitnesses to Robert's actions committed suicide and the pattern resumed. Also, the eyewitness to Robert's actions committed suicide. Oh, so it just passes them. Okay. Joel takes Rose to see Robert Talley in jail. During the drive, Rose tells a disbelieving Joel that she thinks the entity possesses people before they kill themselves, and she worries if the curse is almost up. At the jail, Robert privately reveals to Rose that the only way to break the curse's chain is to kill someone else. But there has to be a witness because the entity needs trauma to continue surviving. Robert suddenly panics when he realizes Rose currently carries the curse. Madeline visits Rose back at home. Rose realizes the presence is impersonating Madeline when the real Madeline stands up and calls her on the phone. Madeline's smiling doppelganger threatens Rose. Armed with a kitchen knife that he stole from Freaky Myers, Rose drives to the hospital. Rose experiences a vision of stabbing her patient Carl to death in front of Dr. Kumar, who then tears off his own face. Oh my god! The real Dr. Kumar finds Rose in her car with the knife, and he tries to summon help before she hurriedly drives away. It's been a long day. Joel calls to tell Rose there is an APB out for her based on the encounter with her concerned boss at the hospital. Rose cryptically explains that she is going to confront the entity and wants to be alone so no witnesses can inherit the curse. Rose drives to the cabin in the woods of her abandoned childhood home where her mother died. Inside, Rose confronts a vision of her mother who accuses Rose of allowing her to die by not calling for help upon finding her overdosing. Rose accuses her mother of being an abusive monster. The vision then morphs into a lanky creature that attacks Rose. Rose sets the creature on fire using an oil lantern. Rose then escapes outside as the entire house goes up in flames and then does the Randy Orton taunt. Rose visits Joel to apologize for involving him in this situation and for not being emotionally available during their relationship. Rose realizes that she is still cursed when Joel smiles eerily. Rose flees outside to discover she never actually left her intact childhood home. The real Joel arrives at the abandoned house. To protect them, Rose locks Joel outside while the creature pulls open her mouth. Joel breaks into the house in time to see Rose set herself on fire while smiling ominously.
Finn.
Baller.
Now it's your turn, Sam.
My turn.
Mm-hmm.
This is Justina's turn.
Uh-huh.
Justin's gonna tell us. What do the
people
think about Smile?
Top critic score on Rotten Tomato 4. Smile, 1 year. Is a 74%. Oh. All critic score is a 79%.
Mm. Oh.
Verified audience, it's a 78%. All audience, it's a 71%. So surprisingly, the all critics rated it higher, the verified audience rated it higher, the all audience rated it lower, and the top critics rated it lower, which is not surprising, but So let's see what the critics have to say first. A skin-prickling, unnerving viewing experience. Parker Finn's first feature is an astonishing demonstration of filmmaking restraint. It's not the most original film in recent years, but it uses a familiar box of tricks rather well. I think Dino literally said that while we were watching the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you want something that will make you jump out of your seat, this is very effective, but for me, the story just didn't come together. I don't know. Alas, Smiles starts to feel as if it were written by an inept committee.
What?
Ernie.
As opaque and somewhat silly as the smiles that drive it. Smile is trauma porn.
Hmm? Yeah. So is A24. Just all of it.
Smile is a pretty silly movie by any metric, but still it has teeth. I think that's a good review.
Fuck, dude.
Oh, no, they got you.
Smile isn't a great horror film, but there's plenty here to make you, well, you know.
Come. Pussy!
That one wasn't me.
Smile tickles the brain and terrifies without remorse. All right, now on to the audience reviews. Let's see if this is the worst movie in the Halloween franchise.
Mm-hmm.
This was one of the scariest films I've seen in a while. 5 stars.
Oh my god!
All right.
Bad. Need to watch it with friends. I'd go.
Oh, bro.
You're going to see this. 2 stars. The only thing I disliked was that I went by myself. I don't know that that's a... It was long and boring.
Oh,
very low budget.
Thanks! I came!
Oh, God. All right.
Very low budget. Was Wad not amazed, and there was no ending?
There was an ending.
Yeah.
She fucking killed herself.
Yeah. The curse moved. Like, what do you mean?
Uh-huh.
Like,
literally. Dude.
A lot of buildup for a subpar cop-out ending.
Oh, fuck you.
I love that they use the phrase cop-out for it because he's a cop.
Mm.
But other than that,
Justin loves him.
God.
I don't love cops. Fuck you.
Well, we'll go back and listen.
I mean, so you literally said. They could never make me hate you, officer.
Police. Yeah, officer. Wow.
I didn't say officer. I said Kyle Gullner. He just played a cop in this movie. Fuck you.
God. We have to stop just to lose his fucking mind.
I'm going to start doing this during the fucking synopsis.
Fuck you.
It wasn't the absolute worst that I've ever seen. I mainly only dislike the writing, directing, and most of the acting. What the fuck is this review? Yeah, let them know. Very predictable, storyline was horrible, and the monster at the end was ridiculous. Fuck you! If you don't like the monster at the end of Smile, go kill fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You're the dumbest motherfucker I've ever met.
Smile yourself.
Smile yourself. Go think yourself.
Go think yourself.
Best scary movie ever, 5 stars.
That's
I'm just
crazy.
I mean, you were pretty scared.
I was pretty scared.
You shit.
You damn near shit your drawers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude. Too loud and graphic. Too loud and graphic, 3 stars. Huh?
Too loud.
I watched Barbarian last night and gave it 3 stars. This one was 1 star better for me. 4 stars.
Okay, thank you for including Barbarian in your review for some fucking reason.
Too many jump scares, not enough good movie plot.
What are you talking about?
Sam's fading from these bad takes. So
incredibly predictable and boring.
Oh my god.
What are they wolfing about?
Love the movie, great plot, upset about the twist ending. Twisted ending. Huh?
Oh.
They weren't even in the movie. Twisted.
Great horror movie. Best movie I've seen in a while.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
So can I.
Alright, Mailer's gonna start doing bits where he's talking to himself. I'm done.
Alright. I'm gonna go ahead and get mine out of the way. Good movie. Very scary. First time I've been actually scared watching a movie in a while, so that gives it a point and a half. How about I kill you? How about that?
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Well, that took a turn.
Me getting scared for the first time in a while, like actually scared watching a movie, gives it a point and a half. Pretty cool. Cool premise. Don't care if it's fucking... whatever the fuck you want to call it. Not super original. I really don't give a shit if it's super original or not. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. It was cool. It was fun. It was scary. Cinematography, good. Good Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Big fan of it. I give it a score of 8.5 out of 10.
Wow.
Dino.
Good score.
What?
You're up next.
Oh. Yeah, okay. So, upon going into this movie, definitely was not expecting anything original. I don't know what these fuckheads go into horror films these days expecting anything to not be some sort of familiarity, especially plot-wise. We've been around for centuries, folks. Even the fucking freshest of movies that you considered fresh at the time that they came out are not original. Everything has spun from something else, and even then, that was inspired by something else. So... again, this is a film that came out during the big trauma craze of horror. Quite frankly, was very much done with it. However, upon further reveal of this movie, it brought back me being completely uncomfortable with silence in horror films. It touched up on the fear, or my fear, of open, empty spaces. And then the added little shredded cheese on top. Dark, open, empty places. There was a familiar scare in there from a Spanish film called Terrified, a really good film, but that didn't take away from me because I'm not a 16-year-old dickhead film snob. They just ripped it off from that. No, they watched a film and wanted to homage it. You know what? That's fine.
A good homage.
Exactly.
Homage.
Ooh. But yes, I was very happy that this particular ending happened because I really am not a fan of films where they find a way to be happy ever after and everything else. This is a force of nature where you are guesstimating how you're supposed to stop it. And honestly, there shouldn't be a way for you to stop it. You should not be able to escape this. And much like the undertones of trauma and everything else, you don't fully escape it. It's whether or not you decide to fight it and live up with it and everything else. It's just, you know, this is one of those films like, no, fuck you. We're going to kill them off because that's how this shit works. Franchise, baby.
No escape. Shane Douglas.
Legit. the nightmare scene is still my favorite fucking scene because it's just so outlandish. And honestly, this is my, I think, fourth time watching this film. I still enjoy it. I still think it's great. There's still an eerie factor about it. The music is incredible. The acting. Everyone in this film did their job. Not a single dull performance, in my personal opinion. All the way down to the rooted victim of this curse. The man acted his fucking ass off. Everybody did in this film. It was so great. Cinematography is really good. I love it when a film, despite however you feel it's going to be, really puts in the work. When a horror film puts in the work, it shows. And this movie definitely had some love in it. So, yeah. Smile. Fantastic film. I'm going to put it at 43 teeth out of a full mouth. So, you know, I think that's a really, really good score.
Really translate.
That sounds like a 10 to me.
I don't know if I was hearing 10.
Yeah, I said 42 teeth out of a full mouth. So,
that's more than 10.
I give it a 9.
Okay. Justina?
9.3? Yeah.
Okay.
2.5.
Out of a 9.
9.325. Yeah. Okay, 9.325. Justina?
Yeah, there's not a lot of bad things that we can really say about this movie. I think the biggest gripe I had when initially seeing the trailers for this movie was the fact that the smile itself looked like the smile from Truth or Dare.
I was talking about that earlier today with a coworker. Yes.
Historically bad movie.
Yeah.
Generationally both bad movie.
Both of them. There's two Truth or Dares, remember that. They're both shit. So, save you
so
some time.
Going into Smile, the initial time that I watched it, and then now going back to it this time, there's always that air of like, oh, is this gonna be absolute fucking dog shit because of that? And other than the fact that it is a little goofy, that is like the least pressing thing in the whole movie. Like, everything else is so good. The cinematography is good. Everyone acts very well in this movie. The cast is really weird. Like, there are some weird people in this movie. Fucking, you got Judy Reyes from fucking Scrubs. You got fucking A-Train from The Boys. You got fucking Kumar from Harold and Kumar. It's just a weird ensemble cast of people.
They gotta eat.
Yeah. it's just a weird bunch of people that are in this horror movie. It's just kind of cool. So, with all that being said, the smile's goofy, and they killed the cat. Other than those two things, the movie's perfect, so it's a 9.
You should have known they were going to kill the cat. It's a horror.
I knew they were going to kill the cat, but still.
Animals are not safe.
Mm-hmm.
Michael.
Myers.
Your turn.
Freaky.
Thank you, Donkey.
Mm-hmm.
Kong.
Mm-hmm.
I very much enjoyed this movie. I think it gave me guy who has only seen Long Legs. This gives me Long Leg vibes.
Mm-hmm.
The Cinnamon Toast Crunch photography was, as Sam said, very good. Very good. Very good.
Melee, can you check the note that I sent you real quick?
Oh, no.
As I was saying.
Damn it.
Yes. I think everyone was acting their asses off, and the creature doesn't appear as much as you would think, but I think it didn't matter because honestly, as Dina would say, like showing the dark spaces, the large empty houses, honestly, just from that, it's like Skinamarink, but good. That's how it feels. Mm-hmm. So it preys on your insecurities and anxiety. And I think that it does it very well. It doesn't overdo it. And I probably have to give this a 9.4 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is going to give Smile an average score of 9.06.
My birth year.
Which will put it. It puts it above Halloween 2, the original Halloween 2, and it puts it below Halloween 2018.
Ugh. What the fuck?
What is wrong with you motherfuckers? Alright, anyway. next week we're gonna watch Smile 2, and then after that, we got our
Let's go
Christmas episode where, Lord willing, Tony will be joining us as we watch Krampus.
Oh my god. That's my grandpa's
Tony.
Mm-hmm. And then we're gonna kick off the new year by kicking off a new franchise, baby. We're watching one of my favorite franchises in the history of horror. We are watching the VHS series. No one can say anything negative or I will kick them off the call.
Yeah, great. I'm excited. Viral.
All right, Dino's gone. All right, welcome back, Dino.
Dead viral, not really.
I did say viral.
Virals, yeah. We'll get to it. But yeah, thank you guys for joining us this week. Always remember to give us a follow on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review. Buy the merch at the Fourth Wall site. It is in the link in the description below the podcast. Also, subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/YouDamnRight. You can follow us on Twitter and Blue Sky at YouDamnRightPod. And anything else?
Mario Sexy.
Join Dino on his holiday watch along series. Dino, plug your shit.
Oh,
you're here every week, and you never plug your own stuff. Yeah.
That is true. I'm more about helping others. But on Twitch, when this comes out, if you're listening, be sure to follow me at twitch.tv/dwinwoodsghost. That's all one word, folks. coming soon in a couple of weeks, we are going to have us a holiday wrestling advent calendar where I pick a match. And a few others, they decide to contribute some matches as well as a nice surprise. It's everything's going to be different. But it's to get us into the holiday spirit. I'm going to include some Christmas commercials and advertisements, some movie trailers. All of that shit. It's just gonna be a fun watch along in the evening while you eat your eggnog and drink your Yule log or whatever the fuck you guys do on the holiday time. I don't know.
What?
But yeah, it's gonna be fine. Come and follow me, twitch.tv/dwinwoodsghost.
It's always fun. Only been there for a couple of them, but it's been fun both times.
Yeah.
Welcome.
But yeah, join us next week. We watch Smile 2. We are also going to get you ramped up for the holiday season once again, watching Krampus for Christmas. I think that comes out the day after Christmas.
Not too cool.
Yeah, that'll be coming out the day after Christmas. But yeah. Anyway, I'm Sam. Dino's here. Justina's here. Huh? Michael Melee Helpbot's here. We love you. Bye.
Bye.